Palestinians gathered in the Muqata'a compound to receive the bodies of 91 Palestinians killed by Israeli forces. Family members of slain and imprisoned Palestinians rushed to the compound to receive any news on the return of their loved ones.
We were thinking he was alive, but when we knew that they were giving us his body, we knew that he's certainly dead now. But we're not sure if that's him or not. We need to make some DNA results and see if he's my uncle or not.
Israel handed over the corpses as an alleged goodwill gesture to the Palestinian Authority and to its acting chief, Mahmoud Abbas. Several PA leaders have claimed this action as a partial victory, whereas many Palestinian observers disagree.
If we can talk about victories for the Palestinian Authority and for us as a people, this victory should be on the ground. It means that like any stopping the colonial project that's going on the ground, stopping the ethnic cleansing in Jerusalem and the house demolishing and the isolation of Jerusalem and as well as the Jordan Valley. This is the victories on the ground, but as there is no victories like this is going on and Israel's continue these policies, now there is something on the exchange, like to keep the authority just like any silent, to silent them.
The handover of Palestinian remains was promised by Ofir Gendelman, spokesman for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, as a gesture to acting PA chief Mahmoud Abbas during mid-May. Critics of the Palestinian Authority have said that it is Israel's obligation to hand over Palestinian remains and that Israel should not be thanked for doing so.
When gestures are related to war crimes, I think the Israelis should be punished for keeping the Palestinian martyrs for tens of years sometimes in some cases. And this means that the Israelis, even when they hand for the Palestinians their own sons and that have been killed by the Israelis, should be punished according to the international law.
Since the mid-1960s, Israel has killed hundreds of Palestinians and kept them in numbered rather than named graves. Although many Palestinian families have finally found closure in the proper burials of their loved ones, several Palestinian analysts have questioned this Israeli gesture and are skeptical of the genuine motive behind this latest Israeli move. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, occupied Ramallah.